Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
So Carl and I were joking about this going into the commercial break there, but I honestly left... The only time I got a decent Christmas bonus in my life is when I left the media business for about 4 years or so. And then I worked for a company that gave you a bonus every year for Christmas. Now, depending on how the company had done, right? So in a good year, it was good. Radio media companies hardly ever do that. I'm just saying. So I'm assuming most of you listening to this don't work in media. Some of you will, and you'll be laughing when you hear it, but there are people out there getting their bonuses this year. Will it be the Jelly of the Month Club like we saw in Christmas Vacation? I don't know. But I've got Dave Homyak on the phone with us this morning. He's a business strategist. He's founder of the Rockstar VS matchmaking service for business owners and Rockstar virtual assistants. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, so I assume you heard the lead in there. I mean, Carl and I were joking about it this morning. It is so rare in the media business for anybody to get bonuses. We kind of look in awe when we hear of other businesses doing that.
Well, and that's one of the things that maybe the media businesses, to show how much they appreciate you, should reconsider.
I know.
Give you a bonus.
Yeah, we should tell hopefully the boss is listening this morning.
I'm hoping he is.
So what are you seeing in terms of trends? I mean, are there going to be a lot of Chevy Chase type folks out there this year that will be disappointed with their Christmas bonus?
I hope not. I really think what you were talking about, if it's not expected in media and normally isn't given, that's when it's most impactful. That's when it really tells the employee, I really appreciate you. So one of the issues with bonuses is once you start giving them out every year, then it becomes expected, right? I'm going to get my swimming pool. I got Jelly of the Month Club. I don't get my swimming pool.
Yeah.
So it's a real challenge to keep it fresh and to let with the goal being to let the employees really know that you truly care about them and you really value their contributions to making things successful.
Yeah, I had a friend when I teased you coming up here on the show earlier who reached out to me, and he's like, well, listen, I mean, here's our deal. His wife did not her Christmas bonus was cut in half this year, and the company said it was in order to maintain their current business posture. So, I mean, I can see that. If the company's not doing well, they can't really afford to be handing bonuses out all over the place. But it can also have an impact maybe on employee retention and all kinds of things, right?
Absolutely. And that's basically what I just heard you say is, we're not doing that well. You may want to be looking for a job. We can give you a little bonus, right?
We'll give you a...
There's so many other messages that come with bonuses other than we appreciate you or we appreciate you on an annual basis, right? I mean, that absolutely sent a message.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm very much for tying bonuses to how well the company's doing. One thing I don't like is when they say it's going to be kind of performance-based, but then there are performance metrics that you have no control over.
Yes.
As an individual employee. And that doesn't feel very honest and forthright when you're saying it's going to be performance-based, but one of your metrics is something that you have nothing to do with.
Yeah. And one of your business areas is in real estate, right? I mean, that's kind of been all over the map this year.
It really has. It's one of those things that if you don't, certain people have their little certain niches, and if you don't pivot sometime, you might be stuck in something that isn't nearly as lucrative as it used to be. There are still ways to make money in real estate, but they're vastly different than they were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, very true. And it's, you know, again, if people are looking for a job, I don't know how, if perception is reality, pretty much, right? The perception is, if you look at the stock market, even though the Dow was down, I think, a record-breaking number of days recently, then it pops back up. It's hard to really gauge from the outside looking in, because most of it's perception, how big businesses are doing right now.
It is really interesting, because the stock prices say they're doing relatively well. And then you have things happening like, hey, I can only give you half your bonus because we have to keep enough money back to make sure everything runs smoothly. And I completely get both sides of that. You absolutely don't want to say, here's your full bonus, and then we're having trouble getting something done later down the line. I mean, it's a true balancing act. And I think it's sometimes it's harder to understand from the employee side when you're trying to balance making sure the business runs. The goal of the business is to keep it running. And if you think giving the bonus jeopardizes that, then you have to not give the bonus.
So I think I mispronounced the name of your newest venture, which is Rockstar VAs, not what it says on my sheet here.
Right.
You help match companies with virtual assistants. Does that mean an assistant who's working remotely, or is that something
exactly.
else? Yeah.
So my company is the rockstarvas.com. VA stands for virtual assistant. And what we typically do is place incredibly dedicated, rock star, super experienced people from the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
Into positions that people are having a hard time filling in the United States. I mean, they can be managers, architects, nurses, executive assistants is probably the most common, social media people, bookkeepers, all of that. And the people in the Philippines are very happy to have a prestigious job like that in the Philippines, super dedicated with a bunch of experience. And they work for typically less than somebody in the United States would be willing to work for.
And you wake up
filling the gap of people that are of business owners that are having a hard time finding their talent in the United States.
Right. And you wake up in the morning and the work's done because they're in a different time zone, right?
Well, you can either have them work during their day, which would be our night.
Right.
Most typically, because the job's so prestigious, they will say whatever hours you want to work. If you're, you know, Eastern Standard Time, hey, I'll work from you from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because I think I'll be most efficient then. And if you think my efficiency can be improved by shifting my hours one way or the other, I'll work then.
Wow.
Something like bookkeeping you can do in the middle of the night. Most things, especially something with answering calls, checking emails, attending meetings with you, taking notes, that you would want on your schedule.
Yeah.
And these people love to do that.
That's amazing. Dave Homyak, tell people the name of the website again.
It's the rockstarvas.com. So it's VAS.
VAS.com. That's good. Yes. Dave, thanks for your time. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you.
Yep. Take care of yourself. Appreciate it. It's an interesting business model. I really thought. My wife a couple years ago was telling me about somebody she'd run across who was, you can like hire people who are like editors and stuff who will edit papers for, not edit like a book, but edit papers for, you know, spelling and grammar, and there are people out there doing amazing work, and they just happen to work overseas, and I would assume that they can get work. They get work done overnight while you're sleeping, and it's ready to go for you the next day. I mean, you could argue that it's taking American jobs away, but maybe Trump will put a tariff on that. What do you think?
Yeah.
I could. I mean, he could. Here's the thing. Earlier, I was kind of joking about that, but there are people from Canada meeting with Donald Trump like today. Canadian ministers are going to meet with Donald Trump in Florida over tariffs. So forget about Justin Trudeau. The finance minister of Canada, Dominic LeBlanc, and the foreign affairs minister, Melanie Joly, are coming to the U.S. to meet with Donald Trump in Florida Friday to discuss the risks of imposing new trade tariffs. I'd love to be a fly on the wall of that one. Trump tweeted out earlier, if you missed it, you know, if Canada became the 51st state, their taxes would go down by 60%. And you know that millions of Canadians saw that Truth Social message and they're thinking to themselves, wait a minute, what?
Eh?
What did you say? Eh? 60%? But what about my free health care? How am I going to finance my free health care if I don't give up 2/3 of my salary?
That's where that 60% went.
I did have that conversation with a fishing guide one time when I was in Canada. He's guiding them. Oh, everything's great. You know, you're thinking he only makes about, this was 15 years ago, but he said he was only making about $29,000 or $30,000 a year in his job as a fishing guide is roughly what he was making. And he had a wife and he had a baby, like a new baby. And we're like, how are you making ends meet on that salary? Oh, it's okay. You get to go. You go to school for free up here. Eh? And this was his take home, I guess. And of course, you don't have to pay for your health care. We took my wife to the hospital and we came home with a baby and it didn't cost us anything.
Now you're Irish.
I know. I just got
a text from our friend Tom that said he's got a pretty good Canadian accent.
Until he turned it Irish.
Until he doesn't.
And so it was pretty funny because I'm like, yeah, but what's your effective tax rate? And he figured it. He kind of did some math and he figured it at like 57 or 58% roughly of whatever he made went to the government. And then he was left with the rest of it. But he didn't care because his health care was covered and he could go to school for free, which he hadn't done because he was a fishing guide. So there you go. They got to figure it out somewhere.
Get more at 971talk.com.